This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on glory. Moore, last name Moore, first name Glory, Glory. Date of birth 5/12/52. Patient is 70 years old. Date of visit is 1/11/23. This is a 70-year-old pleasant African-American female patient who is here with chief complaint of dizziness on and off and some shortness of breath, period. Patient says that the shortness of breath is pretty much all the time. Even when she's just sitting down here, although she's not in obvious shortness of breath, she says her breathing is hard, period. Past medical history, she does have history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, peripheral diabetic neuropathy, GERD, and anemia, and chronic pain, period. Past medical, current medical medications include amlodipine 5 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, gabapentin 300 mg 1 in a.m. and 2 in p.m., omeprazole 40 mg a day, losartan HCT 50/12.5 1 a day, Humalog 75/25 insulin 17 units twice daily, iron ferrous sulfate 325 mg daily, Tylenol number 3 1-3 times a day as needed, and tizanidine 4 mg daily. On exam, patient is in no acute distress. She weighed in at 185 pounds. Blood pressure is 128/66. Pulse 66 per minute. Pulse ox 98%. Temperature 98.2. BMI 34. Her 3-hour postprandial blood sugar was 152. Head normocephalic, ENT, no evidence of an acute infection, neck is supple, no lymphedema or thyromegaly, JVP not distended, lungs are quite clear, no ronchi or harsh breath sounds or RALS, extremities, no edema. Assessment, shortness of breath of unknown etiology, dizziness, most likely non-specific. Other diagnoses include hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and type 2 diabetes mellitus. She also has history of obstructive sleep apnea plan. She uses her sleep apnea machine regularly as per patient. She'll continue to use the same. We will get a CMP and a BNP to check for heart failure. She's seen the pulmonologist about her sleep apnea, period. She has not seen them recently because Dr. Becky Liu left and she hasn't seen another physician there, period. We did do an EKG in the office which showed a poor R-wave progression, but there was no change from the previous EKG, and the heart rate was like 59 per minute. Plan will call patient back with lab results. I did reassure patient. I don't think this is a new complaint for her. She was interested in getting a bone density, but we found out that she had one last year. She's also had a mammogram last year. She will return to office probably in the next month. We will call patient back with lab results and decide upon next appointment.